Hey, what's up, guys? This is Sean Butler with Deep Convo coming at you at September 26th. Just wanted to talk a little bit about some crazy shit, man. Some crazy shit I've been looking into about the fucking Mormon Church and Joseph Smith. We're going to talk about some other crazy shit here in Utah because this is a crazy place, man. It's a wild, wild west. But yeah, anyways, so if you guys like to hear a lot of deep shit, get deep, talk some crazy stuff, I mean, it is what it's called, Deep Convo. So go ahead and subscribe, follow me. I'm going to be posting this on YouTube as well. At Anchor, if you guys have an Anchor account, you can listen to it on there as well. So anyways, moving forward. So fuck, man, Utah, it's a crazy place. If none of you guys have ever been there, it's fucking trippy, dude. So a couple things we're going to go over is, so the Jordan High School over here in Sandy, Utah, I've always heard about it being, you know, haunted, you know, just stories and shit. I went to Jordan High School, but I went to the brand new one. Everyone knew that the old Jordan High School was haunted ever since there was basically a bus in like the 50s that was carrying football players, got into a crash, and only 15 survived. So not sure on how many casualties there were, but there was quite a few. I mean, even one, you know, is enough, right? But yeah, man, so basically what they did with this high school is they ended up fucking turning it into a movie theater. It's huge shit. This rich guy who owns like all the car dealerships in Salt Lake and a whole bunch of other stuff. His name's Larry H. Miller. He owns this theater that was once originally Jordan High School. And it also had like, it used to have like this fucking restaurant that you could go like Mexican food and people would dive off shit. Then it was called like the Mayan or something like that. And so, yeah, it's just this, like this huge, cool place to go to. It's super nice theater. I love it. I got caught smoking weed there when I was like fucking 18. Fucking sucked, but technically I'm banned, but I still go there. I don't give a fuck. They'll take my money. Anyways, so some things that people have seen, a couple things here. So apparently there's been multiple janitors who say they've heard basically there's like it's called the five chair myth. And basically lots of janitors and teachers that have been there late at night have heard voices in the cafeteria and gymnasium. One of the two looks like they walk in there and there's five chairs in a circle. They put them back, hear voices again, come back, there's five chairs in a circle. Fucking freaky, dude. I don't know about you, man, but I'm getting chills thinking about it. It's just some sketchy shit. And I live by a graveyard, so it's kind of sketchy. But yeah, so, I mean, that is just so creepy to fucking think about, you know? Like, you already have a shitty fucking job, you know, cleaning a fucking high school, and then all of a sudden you're dealing with some fucking, like, you know, kid ghost, underage ghost. I mean, those kids are probably little shits, and you know, kids are little shits in the first place, man, especially when they're like 17, 16. Fuck, as ghosts, can you believe that shit, man? Can't even imagine. But yeah, man, so you know, that's one thing. Also, there's been a lot of talk that, like, I've heard that they've heard like voices and stuff in the bathrooms. They go into the bathrooms and apparently there's like lipstick on the walls and shit. They've seen like mothers and daughters like picking up books and stuff. And, you know, just obviously it's just a ghost, but the place is super, super creepy. Super creepy. And I'll tell you what, man, people here in Utah are just fucking, they're just one of a kind, man. I mean, they truly are. You know, I work at a fucking grocery store here. Heart of Salt Lake, you know, I mean, it's not downtown, but it's up in like the, you know, up in the hills a little bit. It's like Sugar House right outside of there. If you know where that area is at all. And man, I'll tell you what, man, there's so many hipsters and fucking hippies that come in here. And the ones who are hippies and hipsters are fucking weird ass Mormons. And I'll tell you what, bro, they are fucking weird. I mean, this one came in the other day and he was like, apparently my store does like a, it's like some type of cookout with them, and we sponsor them and shit. You know, the church is right down the street and they let us park there and stuff. So it's kind of like our little, you know, symbiotic relationship that we have there with the Mormons. But, you know, I mean, he comes in, he's wanting to talk to us about it and get it all set up. Meanwhile, I see him checking out this like fucking hot 18-year-old chick. I'm like, you dirty scumbag, man. I mean, come on, if you're going to do that, at least be fucking secretive about it. You're fucking a bishop in the church, man. Bishop, part of the bishopry, at least, right? So, you know, I'm not saying that all of them are bad. There's some good Mormons. I've had a lot of good Mormon friends. And I honestly, the majority of them that I meet are pretty nice. But I'll tell you what, there's a lot of fucking weird ones. And a lot of them that act very normal and so straight and clean. But inside, man, they're fucking weird. That's why we got so many. We got so many fucking weirdos here. And there are a lot of them are ex-Mormons. You know what I mean? So it's kind of a crazy church. You know, they kind of force it on people, and it kind of makes people want to, I think, kind of go outside the box and see what else is in the world other than the Mormon church. You know, Utah is very sheltered. But yeah, so moving on. Got some other crazy shit I want to fucking go over with you guys here. So, the White Horse Prophecy, okay? This is coming straight off Wikipedia. You guys can check it. So basically what this is just, it's a name that was given, by Edwin Rushton. Okay. It's just basically what, you know, his idea, basically what he prophesized, like what he thought was going to happen with the Mormon church. So it says the Latter-day Saints, according to Rushton's version, Rushton's version is another name for the White Horse Prophecy. Apparently that the Mormons would go to the Rocky Mountains. They'd be great and mighty people associated in the prophecy's figurative language with one of the biblical four horsemen of the apocalypse in the book of the Revelation. So Smith's supposed original statements predicts that the U.S. Constitution will one day hang like a thread, but will be saved by Latter-day Saints. So, I mean, the point where I'm going here with this is that he claims that he knew the Mormons were going to come here to Salt Lake. They were going to be fucking very powerful. And eventually, when shit hits the fan with the U.S. government, Mormons will be there to take over. Okay? Theocracy at its finest. You know what I mean? So, you know, a lot of people call it the White Horse Prophecy. Like I said, it's also called Rushton's version, because Edwin Rushton was the one who, you know, thought of this back in, like, 1900. So, yeah. And then Joseph Smith, you know, he agreed with all this as well. So, so, you know, they came out here. They have, I don't know, like I said, man, in the beginning of this, I don't know if any of you guys have been to Salt Lake City, but it's like the cleanest, nicest, big city you'll ever been to. I mean, it's not huge. It's, you know, it's probably like half the size of, you know, Denver, maybe a third of the size of Denver. But it's very condensed, like fucking Manhattan. I mean, not as bad as Manhattan, but it's just, it's very condensed. It's a small valley, you know, and it's considered a bigger town because of the population, but it's got kind of a small town feel, you know, and that's strictly because of the Mormons. They have all the regulations on liquor. I mean, you don't buy liquor unless you're at a liquor store. You don't go into the, you know, the grocery store and buy a bottle of Jack and Coke. You can't do that. You can buy beer, but it's only like 3.2%. To 4%, you can't get anything higher than that. You know, there's no Four Locos or 40 ounces that are really good, no malt liquor, nothing like that. So very, very basic. I mean, they do have a lot of good craft beers, which I tend to go with, but yeah, so things are very regulated here. Things are, I guess, kind of sheltered off, if you will. And it's starting to get a little bit better with so many people flooding here from like California and whatnot because of their, you know, their economy. So things are starting to get, you know, watered down, if you will. But Utah is definitely, it's a crazy place. And I mean, Rushton's version was on point with this. So basically what they're saying is the idea that members of the LDS Church will someday or at various times take action to save an imperiled U.S. Constitution. And this has been referenced by numerous LDS Church leaders. The LDS Church has actually stated that the so-called White Horse Prophecy, as we're calling it right now, is not embraced as church doctrine. Okay, church doctrine. the bunny ears. Okay. It's bullshit. You know, they're saying it's not, but I mean, even Joseph Smith, it says here, it says the founder, it says, in about 1900 of, okay, let me just read this. The White Horse Prophecy is the popular name given an influential but disputed version given by Edwin Rushton in about 1900 of statements supposedly made in 1843 by Joseph Smith Jr., the founder of Latter-day Saints movement, on the future of Latter-day Saints. Popular, yeah, anyways. Sorry, I'm kind of like reading out loud here, but yeah, it's some crazy shit, man. I mean, man, they went through some shit to get here, you know? A lot of people wanted to fucking kill them. They were living back east and shit. And, yeah, it got fucking weird, you know? But anyways, moving forward. So, like, in 1855, Brigham Young, moving a little bit forward, he was actually the one who took the leadership of the church after Joseph Smith died. He wrote... back in 1855, when the Constitution of the United States hangs, as it were, upon a single thread, they will have to call for the Mormon elders to save it from utter destruction, and they will step forth and do it. So, you know, here again, man, they still think they're going to save the day, you know? And, I mean, I'm not going to lie. I mean, we have probably one of the biggest police forces I've ever seen. I've lived in Detroit. I've lived in Indiana. I live, you know, outside of Michigan, or I'm outside of Detroit in Michigan, and I've never seen a police force like I have here in Salt Lake. It's pretty fucking crazy, and all the cops are like fit young dudes. Like it's pretty insane, man. We have like a badass police force here, and not to mention, you know, we have like Dugway, which is a huge base here. Lots of conspiracies on that. I might even be doing another conspiracy theory on that. So. You know, like I said, keep an open eye out for it. Gonna have a lot of cool shit coming up. But yeah, so we have Dugway. I mean, that's a creepy place as it is. You drive outside of there, you can see Blackhawks and shit all the fuck around. I used to live like 2 or 3 hours away from there. And I mean, even just living that close to it, we saw Blackhawk helicopters all the time doing trainings and whatnot. So it's a super, super safe place to be, I feel like, if shit does hit the fan with the U.S. And not to mention, we got all these fucking mountains around us and shit, so it's going to take a lot for people to come in if they want to. Moving forward, though, so Orson Hyde, okay? In 1858, Orson Hyde, another contemporary of Smith, wrote that Smith believed the time would come when the Constitution and the country would be in danger of an overthrow, and if the Constitution be saved at all, it will be by the elders of the LDS Church. Okay? Charles W. Nibley says the same thing in 1922. Melvin J. Ballard, 1928. I mean, it just goes on and on and on. J. Reuben Clark, 1942. They're all saying the same thing, basically, in different words, that they think when, you know, shit hits the fan, it's that they're going to basically be able to take over and, you know, the United States will go into theocracy. So leave your comments on that. What do you think? Do you think theocracy would ever work nowadays? Personally, I don't. I don't think a lot of people even really believe in God at this point. You know, I don't. It's kind of sad. I mean, the morals of people have gone down as well quite a bit. So for church leaders to take initiative and stand up and actually be respected by people, I just don't see that happening. Anyways, just wanted to read this last one, though, because it was so recent. In 2010, it was Dallin H. Hoax. He spoke at a Constitution Day celebration and warned about the importance of preserving the U.S. Constitution. To that end, he claimed that all citizens, whatever their religious or philosophical persuasion, should maintain several responsibilities regarding the Constitution. Understand it, support the law, practice civic virtue, maintain civility in political discourse, and promote patriotism. So, I mean, that's on point. I mean, this I'm not saying that I agree with what he is saying, but what I'm saying is that what he is saying is how it is really how Utah works. I mean, we are basically like Texas as far as our guns go. It's an open carry state. A lot of people have guns. There's a lot of just roughneck dudes out here, and as hipster and as, you know, I guess, modernized as Salt Lake is, if you go outside of Salt Lake, man, it is roughneck desert people or mountain people, okay? And a lot of them are just, you know, very blue collar, lot of Republicans, a lot of gun toting, you know, rough dudes. So that's definitely on point what he's saying. All right. Yeah, let me know what you guys think about that. Leave your comments on that shit. I don't know if theocracy would work. I really don't think it would. Personally, I wouldn't go for it. I wouldn't want no fucking Mormon leaders running this country. Utah is nice, but there's so many fucking restrictions here. And I know for a fact that if any state gets legalized weed, we're definitely going to be probably last. So another cool thing I found out about Salt Lake in Utah is that we've got a lot of fucking tunnels under Utah. I mean, it's kind of creepy too. A lot of them are like connecting from the temple to like the library. A lot of crazy shit. And if you actually go to Utah Stories, you can read a lot about this. UtahStories.com. This is, you know, just something I came upon, and it's pretty dope. So, but anyways, so. You know, most major cities, they do have like a lot of tunnels and whatnot, but we're really not that big of a city, and you know, there's really just kind of a conspiracy in the air about tunnels in Salt Lake. Like, no one really believes it, and honestly, like, the Mormon Church doesn't really talk about it much, or like do open tours or anything. Like, you kind of got to know someone or like really do a lot of digging to get in there. But there's some people that actually did. So the earliest written mention of this actually was in 1889 by this guy named John Nuttall, and he actually got into the tunnels. He snuck in there basically, and you know, these tunnels are mainly made, they're nice tunnels. They're not like shitty tunnels like in the fucking Vietnam War, okay, like you guys are probably picturing, okay? They're not little shitty tunnels with like fucking dirt falling from the top. These tunnels have like chandeliers and fucking benches all throughout them, and like coat hangers and stuff. Like, you can look at pictures on this online. Like, I bet if you just put in like Salt Lake City tunnels or something, you can find these pictures. He took a whole bunch of them. But yeah, just sorry, man. I'm looking at some of these pictures, man. They're fucking, they're cool. But the next mention of the tunnels in the media was highly controversial. So in 1911, a 21-year-old Prussian covert named Gisbert Bossard gained access to the temple and took 68 pictures of every, like, fucking everything. Like, he went through and just snap, like a little Instagram, little bitch nowadays, okay? Just went through, took a whole bunch of pictures, and he tried, like, making, like, his own, like, little museum, like, so people could come and take a look at them, and, you know, kind of just wanted to extort the Mormon Church. But the funny thing is that the Mormon Church kind of said, fuck you, and they released their own pictures. So it basically, like, fucked him over. Really didn't do much. I guess it did a little bit because people got to end up seeing what they looked like after not knowing. But ultimately, you know, he didn't really gain too much from it. But he got in there because it's funny, he actually ended up befriending a gardener that worked at the temple, worked at all the flowers and whatnot. And yeah, so basically got in there and did his thing. You know, there's a tunnel that runs also from the Sharon building, and there was a hotel back then called Hotel Utah. Apparently some people actually found like a little lift up iron cover that you can drop right down into and get in there. I know Zion's Bank here in Salt Lake, they'll actually take you on like a little tour of where the tunnels are. And it's like right by a vault, so it's kind of sketchy. It's like, I don't know, maybe the Mormon Church is doing some like, you know, maybe like underground fucking drug smuggling or some shit. I mean, there's a lot of different conspiracies with the Mormon Church. It's fucking crazy, you know? I would say, like, really, I mean, they're not even really Christians. Like, if you look at the Mormon churches around here, for one, they don't say, I'm going to church. Like, really, like, it's like their ward. Each one has a ward, you know, depending on where you live. Like, I mean, sometimes there's like four just within two blocks. It's insane. And there's no crosses on their churches. They don't believe in crosses. They don't like to signify that. And I don't know, when I think of Christians or Christ, I do think of a cross. So it's kind of weird they don't do that. And I mean, not even just that, but I mean, they have a lot of different secret rituals and whatnot. They do that are like in secrecy in the temple that no one can really go over. I know there's been some people that have actually gotten to bring in like a little camera in there. Maybe just one person. I only watched one video of it, but it was pretty trippy. Like, it's kind of Masonic almost. You know, we do have a Masonic temple, or not temple, but like a Masonic place here in Salt Lake. The artist actually at my grocery store that I work at, he does like all of our signs, and he actually did the sign and like the artwork for the doors at for the Masonic temple here. But yeah, moving on. I mean, it's just a lot of sketchy shit here in Salt Lake. You guys got to check it out on, you know, Google Images. You can look at all like the tunnels and whatnot. But apparently there's also tunnels that go from the ZCMI Center, which is actually gone now. I think that's like City Creek Mall or something. And it goes all the way to the conference center, which is like where Mormons do their conferences. Whole bunch of them. But yeah, crazy shit, guys. I mean, Salt Lake's a crazy, crazy city. So one other thing that I was reading over. Just pulling this up here. I've been smoking on those pens. Pretty bomb diggity. So yeah, if you guys want to read like more of this, there's an author named Charles L. Wood. He actually made a book called The Mormon Conspiracy. And I mean, it goes over like a whole bunch of stuff. I haven't actually read the book from A to Z, but have skimmed through it. And it seems pretty awesome. I really need to sit down and get into it. But, you know, basically what it is that, you know, the Mormon Church, like I was talking before, they want theocracy to happen. They kind of are trying to apparently, you know, allegedly take over America. That's what some people are thinking. And I mean, if you think about it, I mean, it kind of makes sense. You know, they do have some stuff to back up their opinion. It says here, it's estimated the assets of Mormon Church have increased from $15 billion in 1983, which was, holy shit, I mean, that's a lot. I mean, now, so 1983, like, holy fuck. And now, I mean, they've got over $50 billion, and that was in 2010. So who knows what they got now? I mean, especially with all these, we have like a shit ton of Silicon Valley companies moving here, and that's just feeding us money. So also to back up, you know, that theory of them taking over the world, there's over 60,000 fully trained, adequately financed and prepared Mormon missionaries. And they're, you know, they're all over the United States, and they're also in 124 countries. Dude, I've worked a million fucking places here in the Salt Lake Valley, and every place I work at, I meet a Mormon missionary, at least one. They're usually really chill dudes who have stayed in the Mormon church, or they've gone completely off path. I mean, we were just at the bar the other day, and some dude was trying to hit up on my girl, and he was an ex-fucking Mormon. I heard him talking and shit, and he was just a complete fucking drunk douchebag, you know? So, I mean, that mission didn't serve him very well, huh? Mission to become a douchebag. Anyways, but yeah, so, I mean, they'll knock on your doors. Sometimes I'm kind of a dick to them. I try to be nice now because I feel bad. One time I was like, get the fuck away. And I think kind of like scared them, you know. In my apartment complex, we always get new missionaries that live here. For some reason, this apartment complex they love. So I just got kind of pissed. But I try to be nice to them. They're usually pretty chill. One time we were in a car, and pull up to these Mormons and their Mormon missionaries, and one of them's black. You like never see black Mormons. Like, it talks about it in the Book of Mormon, how, like, blacks are, like, cursed, and I just think that's so fucked up. They're just kind of racist a little bit. Not all of them, but a lot of them I've met, they're fucking racist. But, anyways, so I see this black fucking missionary, and I look out, and I'm like, what's up? You want to smoke a blunt? And this motherfucker starts laughing his ass off. He was like, k-k-k. Man, he was fucking giggling his ass off. I bet if I would have pulled out a motherfucking blunt, he would have hopped right up in the car and said, fuck the mission. But anyways, so a lot of people fucking knocking on doors, basically selling religion, get as many people as they fucking can. I mean, I was in the middle of fucking nowhere in Iowa back in 2015, fucking knocking doors. I mean, I think it was like called Clarinda, Iowa. And it was like the smallest little fucking town in the world, middle of fucking cornfields. And there was a Mormon church in a house. And it had like a big old, you know, Church of Latter-day Saints fucking sign in the front. And, yeah, so, I mean, they're fucking everywhere, man. I mean, different countries and everything, so. Also, it says here, because young Mormon men have served in and studied the languages of foreign countries throughout the world, large numbers of them have been hired by the Federal Central Intelligence Agency. That's right, y'all. The CI motherfucking A. Okay? And so they're controlling like a significant amount of activities, all right? And, you know, here in Utah, here's another creepy fucking thing. In Bluffdale, I mean, that's where we have a spy base. Okay, I forgot exactly the agency that's there, but it's basically like a spy base. Like, you guys can look it up. Just look fucking spy agency Bluffdale, Utah, and you'll fucking find it. It's crazy. And they've actually been blamed for like listening to people's calls and whatnot. And you know, Obama passed that law. It, you know, they can listen to our phone calls and whatnot. So, you know, who knows? Who knows what the fuck to listen to? And I mean, really, you know, like if you have like the Kinect on your Xbox and things with like cameras, like on the like, smart TVs and whatnot, dude, they can fucking see everything you're doing, listen to everything you're doing. But I don't give a fuck. They can watch me and my fiance have some nasty sex. It's all good. But anyways, moving on here. So, top leader of the Mormon Church has stated, it doesn't say exactly who, I'd be interested to know. It's kind of one reason why I need to read the book from A to Z. But it says, the top leader of the Mormon Church has stated, when our leaders speak, the thinking has been done. When they propose a plan, it is God's plan. When they point the way, there's no other way that is safe. When they give direction, it should mark the end of controversy. That sounds like some cult shit to me. Okay, that's all I got to say. That's some fucking weird shit. But yeah, I mean, that, man, I don't know. You know, just these Mormons, man, they sketch me out sometimes. Yeah, it's funny, actually. So it says here, in states with a high concentration of Mormon churches, non-Mormon boys who want to participate in Boy Scout activities often must join the Mormon church-sponsored group. In these areas, the Boy Scout troops become important recruiting prospects for the church. Because the Boy Scouts have a God and Country Award for those performing their duties well, it connects Scouts with a religion, and thus Scout programs become also an important proselytizing and indoctrination tool for the church. Sorry, I'm not a fucking genius. Okay, guys, sorry. Work at a grocery store. Fuck. Listen, though. Boy Scouts here. Man, when I was a kid, I'm from Michigan, all right? Born in Detroit, lived outside of Detroit in like a small little town, and I was in Cub Scouts. Okay, and I was gonna go to Boy Scouts, but I ended up stopped doing it, and I moved out here. And you know what? I probably would have got back into Boy Scouts if I would have lived somewhere where I was able to. But here in Utah, if you're not Mormon, you're basically not in Boy Scouts. I mean, it's hard to find fucking Boy Scouts that aren't Mormon. It's fucking crazy. You know, they really kind of cast out people who aren't Mormon. And like I said, it's getting better. But that's really how it was. I remember my like next door neighbor, I was always like, God, he's such a twat. He like never would talk to me and shit. He thought I was a fucking devil, probably. You know, But really, I wasn't. I mean, I like the doorbell ditching egg houses, but fuck, I was a good kid. Anyways, so yeah, you know, they got a grip on a lot of shit. I mean, what has that been so far? I mean, like the CIA, they've got a shit ton of money. They got a lot of people fucking knocking on doors. You know, they got a fucking radio network, that's, you know, it's ran national and worldwide. So it's, you know, they got a lot of fucking, they got a lot of say, and their opinion's definitely being voiced out to the world, you know? But yeah, man, let me know what you guys think. Let me know if you guys know anything about the church, any fucking weird conspiracies, comment them. I'd definitely love to fucking hear them. I'm going to be doing these quite a bit more. So please, you know, please go ahead and just follow. And the more follows I get, the more motivation I'm going to have to obviously keep doing this. And the better they will get. Keep in mind, this is my first one. So, yeah, guys, it's been awesome. I know this was kind of quick, short, but I just wanted to kind of go over some of this trippy shit with you guys and, you know, how crazy the Mormon Church is. I'd love to maybe get, you know, the author of The Mormon Conspiracy. His name was, fuck, I can't remember what was his name, Charles L. Wood. You know, he's cool dude from what it seems like here. I mean, he's like a Navy vet and he's got like a PhD and whatnot. And, you know, he's pretty smart. He's done a lot of research on this. And so that's why I think he wrote this book. So, I mean, I'd love to get him on here. Maybe do like a number two or like a sequel to this one about Mormons and the Mormon Church. Maybe even a little bit of a longer one. I apologize for how short this is. It's kind of late. Just wanted to put this out because I've been doing so much research tonight. So figured, you know, maybe someone would appreciate it out there. But yeah, so until next time, guys, we appreciate you. And, yeah, welcome to Deep Combo.